Okay, now we come to the big, very, very big question that spontaneously would cross your mind if you listened to my last episode. Change the soul, not the brain, not the mind. How can you change the soul? Well, that's why we have to suffer in this life. That's why we have all this long, very, very long time, 70, 80 years time to change the soul. That's why we meet thousands or hundreds of thousands of people in our lives, and they all give us feedbacks in all directions, and they influence us in all sorts of ways. It all comes down to influence the soul to get improved, to change its energy to a much better energy. They call it a higher vibration, if you want to use this term. I don't understand what a higher vibration actually can mean, because I don't like to use terms that are ambiguous, that don't have a clear meaning or cannot be defined really clearly. So my answer is, I cannot really tell you how you can change your soul, how you can make your soul better. I cannot give you a recipe how to make to change your soul so that your mind and your thoughts changes, and then you get healed in this way. What I can give you is only one thing, actually: how to know that your soul has actually changed. It comes from the heart. If your thoughts has changed in a radical way, that your heart feeling is now different, then the soul has changed. If your heart feeling is not different, but only your thoughts, only the way you are thinking, then your soul hasn't changed yet. So if you used to hate a person and now you love him, just through your thoughts, you think you love him, not from the heart, then your soul hasn't changed. If you really love him from the heart and without any manipulation,